Are you ready to be inspired? My guest today is one of my favorite humans on the planet. This man has inspired me so much to take action in my life, and I am so grateful for him. Dr. Rinesh Ganatra is a trained dentist and has built a successful online business focused on mentorship and coaching with clients all around the world. On this episode, we get into a great discussion about how you can create a life of impact and productize your knowledge, and how Dr. Ganatra motivated himself to get through his startup phase with a mindset that he was going to figure it out or die. This episode is something special. I know you will enjoy it. Let's get into it with Dr. Rinesh. And remember, if you enjoyed this episode, be sure to share it with someone that would be inspired by this, or this information could be helpful. And subscribe right now to the podcast and leave a review so we can continue to bring value to you.
Welcome to the Rich Equation Podcast.
Rich Equation Podcast.
Are you ready to discover how to live rich today and not wait for retirement? If you're tired of struggling and want to live your best life now, you're in the right place. Outdated principles will no longer work in today's environment. It's time for a new approach. Your host, Ashish Nathu, will help you discover methods to live the new American dream. It's time to start living the good life on your own terms and experience a new way to live rich.
Rich.
Now, here's your host, Ashish Nathu.
Welcome to the Rich Equation Podcast. This is the COVID series. I have today one of my closest friends, Dr. Rinesh Ganatra. Welcome, buddy.
What's up, man? How you doing?
I'm awesome, man. It's such a pleasure to have you. I'm really excited to get into this topic with you today. And as everyone knows, the Rich Equation is about deconstructing what it means to be rich. And why I think today's episode is so special is because Dr. Rinesh Ganatra, who's actually been a really close friend of mine, and as I've been able to build a relationship with him in the last few years, have learned his journey and his evolution. And I'm really excited to talk about that today. And Dr. Ganatra, I mean,
let's hold the horse here. Look, when we're hanging out, you never call me Dr. Ganatra.
I'll call you Rinesh. Okay, I'll call you Rinesh.
No, I love it because like you and I, like we just jive on like this like playful, fun, ambitious level.
That's right,
so,
baby.
You know, like, I mean, that's just how it is. So, but no, man, like I'm so excited to be here.
Well, let me just share with the audience that Rinesh runs a seven-figure, basically a worldwide online education business from the comfort of his home, has an amazing lifestyle business where he's able to spend time with his family, have a lot of freedom and flexibility, and I'm going to let you share with that. But actually, where he comes from is the idea of having three dentist practices and running around from practice to practice. And that's kind of where you started. And I think that was probably 10 or 15 years ago or so. And I'm going to let you tell your story. But I'd really love for you to kind of unpack that story for us and explain to us how that all evolved and why you made those transitions in your life and how that's serving you now.
No, I love this. I love this topic because, you know, yeah, it's cool to hear about, oh my God, you got this business. And I totally enjoy and love what I get to do. And, you know, the backstory on this is really interesting because, you know, back when I started, I was a dentist and I had, you know, multiple practices. I graduated and I got into dentistry and I practiced for about 15, 16 years. And I loved what I got to do. Like I loved my patients. They loved me. I loved hanging with them. They'd leave me these nice reviews. And every now and then we'd get like one that's like totally off. But like, you know, I really love connecting with the patients. And, you know, it got to a point after 15 years of doing like dentistry. And I was just like, man, like I'm going into work. I'm seeing patients. You know, sometimes I see 30 patients in a day. Sometimes I'd see like 20. I'm like, I can't see 50 patients in one day. Like I can't like see 100 patients in one day. And I'm like, man, like I feel limited. Like I feel like boxed in. So I started thinking about like, you know,
hit a capacity.
Like, 15 years of doing this.
You hit a capacity.
Yeah, I'm like, man, yeah, the capacity. I'm like, you know, there's only so many patients I could see. I was like, is there another model? Right. Like, is there a better way to like go about you know, creating an impact and really having, you know, some sort of an influence on people and helping them. I used to help them from a dental standpoint in their healthcare, but I was like, man, there must be a better way. So I started hanging out with friends, and man, these guys were like selling things online. And I'm like, they do like $100,000 a week or, you know, $300,000 in a month. I'm like, what are you guys doing? Like, what are you selling online? Right. And, you know, I can remember right now, one of my buddies like, oh, we just had a $70,000, you know, day. I'm like, what? Like, and for me, like, you know, money is important, but I wanted the impact. So I was just like, always focused on the impact. And the money part was like, okay, the money is going to follow the impact, which is great. But I saw these guys doing this and they're doing this online. So I'm like, there must be like a way in their model that I could apply to my model, not so much from a revenue standpoint, but just kind of like, you know, from an impact standpoint. Like they're selling something online. I'm like, well, I can't do dentistry online. So I started thinking about it. I was like, well, I have multiple offices. I was like, you know, people are always coming up to me and asking me, how'd you build the offices? How do you market them? How do you get them going? You know, I'd built three offices from scratch, from startup construction to marketing to driving patients in to treating patients to servicing them to just really just building these businesses with a team. And then running the team. So I was like, well, people are always asking me that. I was like, maybe I should just productize that knowledge. And I was like, man, like the first thing, maybe I should write a book. So I wrote the book on it. I was like, okay, let me write the book. I put it up on Amazon. I remember I wrote this in 2012. It's 250 pages. I went to work like 6 months every morning, wrote the book. It did really well on Amazon. And I was like, man, this, I need to get into this. Like, and I enjoyed mentoring, coaching, teaching, and training. And I was like, God, maybe I should create the course.
Such a different direction than trained dentistry.
Yeah. And the reason why I started thinking that way is because if you look at most brick and mortar businesses, there's limitations. One is it's time dependent.
Trading your time for money.
You have to go in. Yeah, you got to be there, trade your time for money. And I'm like, okay, in most circumstances, that would be a lot of people, of course you do. But then the other thing is it's location dependent, especially if you're a brick and mortar business, like a small business, even if you're a dry cleaner or a pizza store or a dental office, it's location dependent. So I'm like, well, you kind of have to serve like this location. Yeah, there's few people that come see you from other locations, but literally, it's like location dependent. Like everybody, 95% of your customer base is around your business. And then, yeah.
Keep going.
Yeah, sorry, is this better?
Yeah. Just get closer to the mic. All good.
Yeah. So I'm like, man, it's location dependent. So I'm like, okay, well, I can't really do anything about that, you know? And then, of course, it's also people dependent. Now, what does that mean? If somebody on your team doesn't show up, your system doesn't show up, your front office is missing, we'd have four or five people on our team. If like one or two people don't show up, man, that makes for a crazy day.
Absolutely.
Like, oh gosh, now I got to do this. So it's time dependent, location dependent, people dependent. I'm like, who are the other people? And I saw my friends, my internet friends. I was like, they're doing all crazy numbers. They're doing all this amazing stuff. And they're working from home or working at an office of their choice. And they're working when they're in Mexico or they went to the Caribbean, they can work from anywhere in the world. I was like, man, I need to tap into that, but I can't do it by, you know, seeing patients. And after 15 to 16 years of doing this, I was like, man, I love teaching and training and help mentoring and coaching other dentists. So I was like, the only business that I know that's time, location, and people independent. First thing is real estate, but that's kind of an investment strategy as far as what I know, right?
Correct.
And the other thing is an internet-based business. So a business you can have on the internet, you can actually like, you know, work from wherever, you're monetizing, your revenue is being collected online through web pages and funnels and things that you built and ecosystems that you build online. And that's the only thing. So the only way to do that is to productize what you know and mentor based on what you know and impact, have an impact on those people that consume your content and your knowledge and go from there. So in 2016, my online business started doing, like, you know, we're getting strong. So I ended up selling the three offices by 2016. Mm-hmm. And now I'm out of the offices. I make the full jump to the internet business. We've all heard that quote, you know, if I claim the island, burn the boats, right?
Yes.
So that was kind of me. I was like, man, and some people be like, yeah, keep one office, do this. But I knew my passion was like teaching and training and mentoring and coaching others. So I actually sold the offices, went full force in into the education platform, built out like four other courses of ours, of mine that I built out, shot the video, did the training, coaching calls, all that stuff. This is like 2016, way before.
That's so awesome.
Yeah, now everybody's online. But back then it was like, you know,
so kind of weird. So I'm sure a lot of people are always thinking about, you know, making this type of transition can be like so many limiting beliefs. Oh my God, like you're a dentist. You have no business going online. You know, you spent so much money going to dentistry school. What are people going to tell me? What are people going to say? What if I fail? And for people that are listening to get motivated about the opportunity to create the transition, do you feel like that transition happened fast? Like something hit you one day and you're like, I have to do this? Or was it like a slow progression and a manifestation of all these issues that came over time? Can you explain a little bit about that?
You know, that's a great question because I think it's very relevant for anyone trying to make a transition.
Exactly.
I remember coming home one day and I had seen like 30 patients that day. And I remember I was driving home to my parents' home, and luckily they live nearby. And I remember sitting down for dinner at their house. And I remember telling my dad, and this was a huge commitment point for me. And if you're listening, maybe you're here too, but I remember telling my dad, I'm either going to figure out how to do this stuff online or I'm going to die. I'm going to figure out or I'm going to die. So
it was that black and white. It was that black and white.
Dude, I was like, I need to figure this out. I'm going to figure it out. And the only thing stopping me is me dying from figuring. That's it. Like that's the only thing stopping me. So I'm like, dude, thank God I'm still
That's, but I mean, that's the magic of Rinesh, your commitment in your mind. And I'd love to get to that place. But you make such a commitment in your mind on how to be diligent and your routines and your mindset on like, if I'm going to do this, I'm going to do it. And the fact that you created a contrast that it's either I succeed or I die. Like, did that influence the results, you think?
I mean, you know all about this.
I know. You're being really humble, I know.
But, you know, you get the mindset, you get the routines. I mean, you're up early, you're focused. Like I take cues from you a lot of time. Like, man, what are you doing in your morning routine? But you know, for me, it was like, gosh, you know, you have to commit, right? Like to find clarity, you must first have commitment. For everybody thinks the other way around, you got to get clear first to get committed. No, you get committed. And once you get committed, clarity comes your way. It's like, you got to get moving to find momentum.
Movement
breeds momentum. And then momentum breeds meaning. So for me, I was like, man, I'm either going to figure this out or that's it. Like, I'm going to figure this out. And I remember committing that way. And I remember telling my dad that, and he was just like, probably thinking, man, okay, I bet you had a long day at work with patients. Cause I'd been doing this for 15, 16 years now. So it wasn't like I you know, tested it. I enjoyed what I did, but I wanted a business model that served my future ambitions. And for me, you asked the question, how long did it take? Well, I was doing it on the side while I was seeing patients. So in the morning, I would write the book. In the evening, I'd write the book, or I'd create the course, right? I'd create the course, whatever it is. So I'm doing this on the side. I'm seeing patients. I'm doing both things. And that's the part that's hard for people. It's like, what do you do after 8 p.m.?
So,
what do you do after 9 p.m.? What do you do before 7, right?
So you weren't necessarily, right, but you weren't necessarily looking for like a financial side hustle. You realized that there was something that you needed to do to change your equation, brand new vision, change the dynamics of sort of the conventional lifestyle of a dentist. And how you made that transition into completely online is pretty amazing.
Yeah, man. That for me, and people think, oh yeah, I'm doing this. You know, some people do it for the financial need because they're at a place where like, man, I need to make more money. And I totally respect that. That's right. Awesome. You got to do that. But also like everything's kind of tied in together, right? No one's just going for the money. No one's just going for the vision. It's a mix, right?
Right.
So for me, and I also feel like I see so many people putting their dreams in the backseat. I'm like, dude, like if you have a vision and it's within you, I believe if you have a vision that's been sowed within you, you have the capabilities to make it come true. Now, it's not going to just happen. You just sitting there, but you have to take action on it and you got to be consistent with daily efforts. And here's the other thing. You got to be okay starting at zero, starting small, like starting at zero. When you shift and you go to a new job or a new role, like I had my offices. So when I'm doing stuff online, nobody knew me online. I'd show up to these webinars or these trainings. I used to show up like every first Tuesday of every month. And there'd be like one or two people on them. And a lot of times I'd show up and I'd be like, man, I hope they don't show up. Then I don't have to do it because it would be at the end of my day after 7 p.m. day. And I'd have to like come and bring it for a training online. And back then the technology wasn't as good as it is now, but I had to show up. So for me, it was like, man, you got to show up because every time you start from zero, you're still like curating your craft. You're still like getting better at what you're doing. Like every coaching call we do, every podcast we do, like, man, my goal is like, not just to deliver, but it's like, it's also serving me just to get better at just being more of who I'm being out there. And I think that's being a master and of your craft is so key. Improving, improving, improving day by day, starting from zero. It's okay. And then when I figured that out, I was like, okay, I sold the offices and the online business was, you know, generating revenue. So for me to like, you know, sell out. So we sold the offices, then I'm out of that. So that was my third office, sold 2016. And then I'm like, man, I'm doubling down. And then I doubled down into the business and started building and expanding the platform. And then, you know, going from there. And we reach doctors from literally all over the world.
All like over the world. Yeah, I know. I've been on your calls.
And it's so fulfilling.
It's amazing what you've built.
It's so really, fulfilling. Really... You know? And we're just getting started, right? Like, and it's not about me and it's not about what I've built. Like, I always look at it like, where can I serve? And I remember this. I remember I sold my last office and I was sitting in the parking lot and I had just gotten a sandwich from the sandwich place. It was like a Togo's, similar to a Subway, right? And I got the sandwich. And I'm sitting in the parking lot and I'm just reflecting and I'd sold my last office. And you know how you get like certain themes that come into your mind sometimes in your life. And the one theme, and I don't talk about this often, but it's been really close in my mind. The one theme that came into my mind when I sold the practice in that parking lot after I got the sandwich was service. For some reason, service.
It just came to you.
The offices now. Yeah.
It just came to serve. Yeah.
What can you do to serve? So for me, for my business, yeah, it's cool. Yeah. You know, maybe I had some part in building it and I try to, you know, have that sense of humility, but really, man, it's like, I'm always thinking about how can I serve the viewer?
Well, what I've picked that up. Yeah. I mean, I've picked that up from you loud and clear. And as we've been friends, you've said that to me so many times. And as a reminder of like, who are you really serving and coming from a place of being in service, right? And I think that there is a truth to saying like when you look for money, it's hard. But when you like, how can I serve? What problems can I solve? Well, how can I help people? And then value just gets attracted, right? And I think that, and another thing that you mentioned, which I thought was really great is that you don't got to go get 10,000 followers or 10,000 listeners in one day. It's like you need one. No. You need to sell one t-shirt. One. You need to get one person on your podcast and then slowly, 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 if you have the discipline and the you know, focus, it starts to build. And I think it's really easy nowadays because of the, you know, social media and technology, it's so easy for us to be impatient and we want everything immediately, but that's really, you know, that's a tried and true formula, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah. And I think that everybody's trying to figure out like, man, what if I pitch it like this? Or what if I do this? Maybe they can buy this. Like selling things online it's not, everybody somehow magically thinks that if you put your thing up online, oh, it'll magically sell. Like, would you ever walk up to a stranger and even sell them like a bottle of water? You wouldn't. You'd feel weird doing that. It's a stranger, right? It's the same thing as the online environment, the online ecosystem. You just got to stop posturing. You got to stop acting like, you know, you're perfect in every way. And you're just out there. The hair has to be this way. You got to have the right, you know, clothes on. Stop posturing and be like, look, connect with that person. Tap into the conversation in their mind. And people are always living in their frustrations more than their fulfillments. No, most people are not walking around, oh my God, it's an amazing day outside. Most people are walking around like, crap, I got those bills coming up. Or dang, you know what? Oh, the car needed new tires. How am I going to figure that out? Most people are walking around in their frustrations, not in their fulfillments. So if you want to start a business online or you want to put, you know, have an impact or carry a message forward online, tap into their frustration, meet them at that conversation in their mind, and then transition them into seeing a better vision or a future for themselves. Absolutely. So now you uplifted them. And I think that is a huge key when anyone's starting online or doing anything is like, man, one of the most biggest superpowers in this day and age right now is building that audience. How do you build the audience? Audience is not just followers. Like you build the audience by like having that impact, having that communication and tapping into their conversation that's already occurring in their mind and then going from there, and people naturally follow you. And most people that are on your platform will never buy from you. That's the numbers with every business, every business.
Yeah. It's always 80-20 rule.
Right. Most people are not buyers, but here's a good thing. You will be able to serve most people.
Right.
Because
not everybody needs to be a buyer.
What was that?
Not everybody needs to be a buyer. You're right.
No, that's totally fine.
That's right.
Now, the people that do buy, they go deeper with you. They go into mastery. They get into your ecosystem. And I also believe that anything great also happens after the sale. Anything great happens after the sale too.
Explain that more. Explain that more.
Great things happen before the sale, right? You always have great things. You have free contents out there, but we see a community before and we're giving value, doing all that stuff. But then there's a sale. Ooh, man, what we do behind the scenes in our programs, man, with the coaching, the mentorship, the direct, like, you know, tactical guidance, the mindset guidance, all that stuff is happening after the sale to your members.
Right.
Like that's powerful. So I think there's this huge relationship with money that people have to penetrate through. It's okay to be comfortable selling your thing. It is okay if you know you believe in your thing and you know you are behind it and you know that you are adding value first and service first and you're warming that person up to really come into your ecosystem. It's okay because what happens after the sale is incredible and people are raving about it, right? Before the sale, awesome. But a lot of great things happen. Anything great happens after the sale. So there's always a commitment. If you look at your life or anyone's life, I guarantee you, most of the great things that have happened in your life probably happened because you bought something.
Sure.
Think about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have to invest, right? You have to invest.
Yeah.
And you're always looking for the right different things and what to invest in, what to learn from. And so I think there's a learning curve loop there that you're talking about for sure. I guess what I want to ask you is, you know, building an online business, you know, having a self-awareness of lifestyle in trying to build your business and all those things. Tell me how, you know, and I don't want to lead the witness, but like COVID had changed the world for so many businesses, so many industries, yeah. Right? And it's on the top of mind for so many different types of entrepreneurs and operators and business folks. What, How do you look at that as, and I know how you look at it because we've had so many conversations, right, as an opportunity, but tell me sort of from your perspective, being an online entrepreneur in contrast to potentially past businesses that you've done or, you know, people that you talk to, how has COVID really affected you and what do you see when you look at this, post-COVID environment?
Yeah, I mean, I love this, the direction you're taking this conversation because it's so important to think of this. For me, I just felt the number one thing was, man, I felt so grateful that I was already in the online space pre-COVID. So
yeah,
everybody like COVID hit 2030 came early, right? Like COVID hit like 10 years got erased as far as a technological boom. It came early. But we had been doing this, like I'd been doing this for like, you know, 7-8 years before COVID, almost a decade before COVID, right? So I'm like, we've been doing this where we're online, doing trainings, doing coachings, doing mentoring, creating content, having programs and products and generating sales online. So for me, I was like, man, I am so grateful that I'm in this space. But you know what happened also was I felt that, man, it is so important that because I have been granted the blessing of being in this space, man, when you with great responsibility, also with great kind of like impact comes great responsibility, right?
Sure.
So like, I'm like, man, it's such a blessing to be here. So I got to make sure I nurture this blessing and actually like, you know, keep improving, keep like figuring out where I can add the value. So like when COVID hit for all of our members, we'd have like free trainings, free webinars. I'd get like the top immunologists in our industry talking to our doctors about, you know, how to navigate through this. And we'd have these amazing sessions, just value-added session free, you know?
Sure.
And it did two things. It kind of, you know, elaborated on that likability and the trust factor and also the value of just being in the community. And then of course, it actually just made people feel like, man, we need this community because now, look, you and I can hop on a session like this in a matter of like, you know, it's like, hey, boom, we're on video. This was never possible 10 years ago, 11 years ago. It would be so choppy, you know? Well, so for me, that was
what I loved about what you just said was like, you could have taken the opportunity to shove down a bunch of products down the throats of all your customers during COVID, right? But the opportunity of COVID was like, I'm going to build trust. I'm going to share really valuable information to help people with their companies survive, with mindset, with trainings, so that I can build trust in the long term. And you have a really long-term vision, and I know you focus a lot about that, right? That's so powerful.
The longer you can hold off before an ask, I think the better it is. I'm not saying that you give, and you never ask. I get it. But if there is, you know, you got your
in online
value
sales
cycle.
Do you think is that in online sales or even if you're like, are you saying specifically in like online marketing and online sales? Or do you think
overall,
it's in general?
Like if you're going to do business with someone face to face, you know, if you just come up to me, hey, look, I have a $1 million contract for this and you just met them a day ago. And if they don't really need it, and they're not at a dire place where your service is something they need right away. Then, you know, it's like, how can I add more value to this person? What can I do? Maybe I can connect them with this individual. Maybe I can, you know, introduce them to the boom. It's just value, right?
Sure.
And then, especially in the online space, you're pouring into those people as much as you can. And then, you know, obviously there's a place for them to go deeper, be inside the programs, get an understanding, dive in even deeper. And that's just a natural progression. So for me, it's like, yeah, like, you know, I just wanted to build that community, keep building it, keep giving. And the sales process becomes very natural because it's like, look, this is what we're doing. You know, we do a coaching session for our members every week, twice a week. And it's for our members. And I've been doing that for a few years now. Every week, I missed a session due to when I caught COVID last year. I missed one session, but
every week for years.
Every week, man.
For years.
So if somebody's thinking, like, I love this, this is, that's where I want to be. I want to make the transition, but like, I'm insecure about being online. I'm insecure about putting my face out there. I don't know if I could do it. I don't know if I have the skill sets to build the funnels and build the online courses. Rinesh, what is your advice to people that have those thoughts that bubble up, right? And that's natural. Yeah. I'm sure you experience those things, those insecurities or fears, or that never really goes away. But what are your thoughts on that?
You know, and I still get nervous or concerned and hesitate, just like anyone else does, right?
Right.
That's the human experience. So it's like, it's not that someone that's doing it doesn't have that experience.
Right.
But I would say to people, if they're struggling with that, because we know people do struggle with that. We found even in our communities, when we were teaching them how to market their businesses, like, they're like, oh, what? I need to go in front of this. I'm like, look, there's a couple things you got to keep in mind. If you can talk to a real human in the world, a real human, that is much harder than talking to like this tiny little hole on your screen. Okay? And you have to realize you're talking to one individual. Everyone talks to their phone or their camera on their phone, like they're talking to this massive audience. When was the last time you watched a video and 20 people behind you watched that same video with you? Never.
Never.
It's one person watching the video. So what I'm saying is, when you create content, speak to that one person.
Hmm.
And if you start freaking out about what are they thinking of me, and I don't know where I got this one from, but I can't recall. I think it could have been Tony Robbins, but I remember, I think maybe it was Tony. He was saying, man, I don't get nervous on stage anymore, because he goes, if I get nervous, then it's a reminder that I'm thinking about myself.
That's right.
Where if I'm looking at the camera, I'm thinking of the viewer.
You're serving. You're focusing on the service.
So it's not about me. It's so not about good. Me. It's about them. And as soon as I like, oh, what can I deliver to them that can help them? People want to know what's in it for me. They don't want to buy your product. They don't want to buy your service. They don't want to buy anything from you. What they want to know is like, what am I getting first?
So good.
What am I getting? If you can give them something of value and maybe change their state, shift their mindset, make them feel a different way, pivot them to a new dimension of thought and vision. If you can do some of that, or even just have them, wow, I never looked at it that way. Now they're open. They're open. And they're like, okay, this is great. I would love to go deeper. What else do you have? Perfect. So make it about them.
Love that.
If you're watching, you're like, oh, I'm freaked out about creating. It's because you're focused on yourself. No one cares about your shirt. No one cares about, even though I do like your shirt. no one cares about, you know, and I think this is a huge epidemic in our culture where everyone's like posturing. Like they're showing up with the best. You know, they're posturing.
Well, we're talking about the Indian culture. For those that are listening, we're both Indian.
Anyone. Everyone, right?
This Eastern cultures, everybody. Asian
and
cultures.
And if you find yourself dolling up and posturing, okay, I got to look perfect. People like will relate to your struggles way more than your successes.
Absolutely. Okay? That's so true.
So it's like, show those things. And so for me, it's like, I'm never talking about, look what I got. Look what I'm doing. No, it's like, even if it's like dumb or little or lame, what's the one thing I can just give them that may be able to help?
So Rinesh,
do that, it's a win.
So what keeps you up at night?
You know, not much, I would say. Not much.
You sleep like a baby.
If I didn't lean into doing my best, then I don't like that. Like, I want to give it my best and I want to make it a goal to be improving daily. Right.
Right.
You know, and there's different areas to that. You know, you asked this question to me, I think earlier, and you said, hey, what is your definition of rich?
Yes.
You know, for me, and that word rich is a heavy word. Like, it means so many different things for so many different people. And I think we all have to define that for me. And I love the name of your podcast, The Rich Equation, because it is like, what's in your equation? And for me, it's freedom, right? Where, hey, I go to, you know, the tennis practice with my daughter, and I'm the only dad there because it's 3 p.m. on a Thursday. Or I get to pick, you know, my daughter up from school, and I look around, I'm the only dad there. Am I saying I'm better than the other dads? No, I'm just saying, like, dude, I'm so blessed to have the freedom to be able to do that. And I'm so grateful for that. And I think part of being like, what is your rich life? And for part of me, part of that is freedom for me. Freedom's one thing. And having the freedom to go to dance practice, go to this thing, go pick up, you know, the other day I'm like, it's a Monday. Let's go to this amusement park. Let's go. I could do that. I can pull it off because it's done through the blessings, the guidance, and the design of the vision, right? You got to have those great blessings from above, but the design of the vision of like, how do you want to craft your life? So freedom is huge. Then the next thing is access. Access. I feel like money or wealth or monetary gain or, you know, that gives you access. When I say access, for me, it's not like access to these fancy bougie clubs.
Right.
For me, it's access to, like, you know, maybe time, maybe access to people that can do something for me so I don't have to do it. Right.
It's a tool. It gives you the ability to be resourceful.
Yeah.
Right.
So I think for me, that's huge. And then, of course, freedom, access, and then impact. It gives you the ability to make an impact. You can spend time.
I love that.
Go on a podcast. You can spend time, you know, talking to a friend. You can spend time doing something meaningful in your life. So for me, freedom, access, and impact. And if you're not in a business model that is giving you that, then, and you're craving that, then it's part of your life's mission and vision. How do you manufacture that? Then, well, you got to make it part of your vision to manufacture that.
I mean, it is the fundamental reason why I launched this podcast and I'm doing this work, because, you know, we were bred with this false sense of what it means to be rich. And I think it's not just us in our society or our culture, but it's this, like, American dream. It's this entire multi-generational issue about, you know, living a certain way, earning a W-2 job for 40, 50 years, saving in your 401k, hoping you can have a nice retirement when you're 65, like having zero freedom in between, right? Don't show up to the kids' ballet because that's somebody else's job. Like, all of these mental constructs.
I know you're really good at that as well. Like,
yeah.
I know you're, like, excellent about it. You're, and, like, such a family man.
Well, what you said, like, freedom, access, it's so critical to, like, but it's not easy, right? To kind of rebuild the identity that has been so inbred in you for so long, and it's multi-generational in some cases, correct?
Yeah, it is. Generational, like, almost challenges or curses or you know, that's what they're called. Like, there's generational curses. I say that lightly, like, you know, not like a voodoo curse, but generational curses, because, like, they're just bad habits. But humans can shift those things. Generational habits, let's call those. You can shift those things. You'd be like, you know, it's been that way in my family for X. It doesn't have to be that way. It stops and starts with you. Like, you can make a shift in an instant if you choose to adopt a different belief. And you choose to say, hey, I have a brand new vision for my world ahead. Like, the world is billions of years old. If you and I were 200 years old, we would be nothing compared to a billion years. Like, what do we know? Even if we're 200, we know nothing. So change what you know. Like, just make a change. I think people underrate change, personal change. Like, they don't, like, ooh, it's so hard. And sometimes I'll just look at people like, why don't you just change yourself? Like, dude, like, just change. Like if this is this thing for you, just change yourself. We used to change ourselves like when we were 5, 7, 10, so much change, right?
Absolutely.
Every day. But then what happened? You all hit 35, you hit 40, and now you're getting old. No, it's not old. Like, just figure out how to.
Well, the best place to start, the best place to start is to stop thinking that change is hard.
Yeah, it's not.
It's not.
It's not.
Right.
You know what's hard is sticking with the change.
Well, what I love, you say this all the time. You say this all the time. If you follow Rinesh on social media, he says, do the hard things.
Mm-hmm.
And doing the hard things, there's a real gift in that statement that you say. And I think about that all the time. And if you can train your mind and your body to do the hard things, then things become easier. Change becomes easier. Yeah. Pain becomes easier. Suffering becomes easier. Success becomes easier. And you can like literally trigger your mind to deal with very challenging things because you're training yourself on dealing with, right? I think that's beautiful. 100%. You say that all the time.
We've heard it. Like, do hard things, get an easy life. Do easy things, get a hard life.
Absolutely.
You know, we've all heard that. I mean, you do it. You jump into the ice bath every day.
That's it, man. I think about you all the time in my ice bath.
Like, I need to start doing that.
Yeah, absolutely.
No, there's so much.
That's so
there's
good.
So much that goes
so,
into all this.
You know, one of the pillars of the Rich Equation, we have five pillars: income, energy, routine, people, and then self-awareness. And the one, I guess, as we wrap up here, you know, you have this abundant amount of energy, this like gleaming energy. and I've had the honor and pleasure to be able to spend time with you and your beautiful wife and hang out and chill in the backyard and just, but like, dude, where the hell does that come from? Where does that, what is the source of that? And it's power. And I can see that it gives you power. So I just share a couple thoughts on what is it really, what are the things you're doing, or what is the things that you're telling yourself in your mind that is giving you this overabundant amount of energy?
Man, I mean, that is such an awesome compliment. And this is why, like, who wouldn't love hanging with you when you're complimenting them? I mean, you know, I feel like everybody has a different cadence in life. But I think energy and perspective is a big priority for me. Mm-hmm. And I think that, you know, naturally just like, I just feel like, man, rather than looking at it like, man, I gotta go do this, I'm like, I get to do this.
Oh, so good.
I'm just like, man, I get to do this. I get to talk to Ashish today, or even if there's something, like, I get to do this. And sometimes, man, this sounds so basic. I just boil it down. I'm like, man, at least I have a roof over my head, or I have shoes, or, and the most basic things. I just think of those things. I'm like, oh man, at least I have water today.
You know, I was talking to somebody.
It sounds so dumb.
No, it's not dumb. I mean, I'm going to summarize that to gratefulness. And I think, and I was literally talking about this with somebody else the other day, and this person was just gleaming with joy and super happy. And I'm like, what's really going on here? And I'm going through a phase of this right now. Well, yeah. And I'm going through this, a phase or a season of this right now where I'm like, I just feel guided and there's a lot of great things going on. And I'm just like upbeat. And you just said it is like, when you start coming from a place of being grateful that everything that you're doing, good, bad, or ugly, that's happening, you're just grateful for what's going on. It feeds you. It doesn't take from you.
It does feed you.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, there's always something you can find that you can be happy about. And life is just better when you go through it lighter, more buoyant, happy, laughing, enthusiastic. Like, be happy about the little things. You got the cookie you wanted. You know, your favorite thing is here or whatever. It's cool. Like, it's so much better to vibe with people like that than just to be in a different space. So I put a big priority on it. And, you know, I'm blessed to be able to do that. And I'm grateful to all those people around me that, you know, can kind of see that. So people like yourself, you know, so Yeah, man, this has been awesome.
Well, Rinesh, thank you so much for your time. Do you have anything else to say before we wrap up?
You know, I just want to give you the most biggest, you know, support.
Oh, you're amazing.
Accolade. And, you know, I'm so stoked for you and this podcast and what you're doing and the people you're going to reach. And you have such a sincere vision for doing what you're doing and reaching out to your audience out there that, man, I'm just so grateful to be a part of that journey with you here.
Of course, baby.
So, man, keep it up. Rinesh, thank you for having me on.
You inspired me so much in the last few years to get out of my comfort zone. And one of the things that is really driving me to do all this is that, you know, I want to have the conversations that we're having and that we've had in our life in a much more public forum. And I think having these discussions that are breaking these curses, these generational curses, or redefining what it means to be successful or rich or have wealth. And so that's what this is all about. So again, I thank you. We'll put all your social media links and how to find Dr. Ganatra through the social media stuff and on the podcast. But listen, thanks so much, man. I really appreciate your time.
Hey, thanks again, man. Have a great one. Appreciate it. Thank you. Appreciate you.
Thank you for listening to the Rich Equation Podcast with Ashish Nathu. Do you want more ideas on how to live rich? Go to richequationpodcast.com for show notes and resources. Then take 1 minute to leave Ashish a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. And we'll see you on the next episode.